Thank you, Hannah. And your voice is really beautiful, and the Lord has blessed you. So we thank God for you and thank God for that message. You know, God holds us, and we have to always remember that, he is more than the world against us. We do wish a happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. We thank God for you. We thank God for the influence that you have on our lives, not had, but have. And I trust that the Lord would bless you today and that others would rise up and call you blessed because of the things that you've done and how you have been such an influence on your families. I do want to share with you that on the fourth Sunday of this month, we will be holding a brief church meeting right after service. So that's going to be on the fourth Sunday, immediately following our morning worship. We do have a thank you, again, a card from Mrs. Ruby Mickles, thanking the church for all that you did to celebrate her birthday. And then we also have a thank you for the letter of condolences for the Patterson family. And it's signed by the family, so they thank you for your prayers and support in their time of loss. Amen. I do have a good message that I want to share with you on this Mother's Day celebration. So I'm going to ask you to turn in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 2. And what a coincidence that Hannah sung this morning, and I'm going to be talking about a Hannah from the Bible. So that's going to be a time of just great remembrance and celebration of our mothers here at our church and those that are around the world. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. As Hannah was standing before the high priest Eli, these are the words that she said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated. I want to share with you the message today, a mother's powerful prayer. A mother's powerful prayer. How many of you all had praying mamas? Amen. You thank God for how she prayed, and I thank God for the influence that they have made on our lives. Father, we ask that you'd bless us now as we share your word, to give us clarity of thought and of mind. And Lord, give us an open heart to receive the truth, that even as we celebrate Mother's Day, we might also share the great message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we know it is the power of God unto salvation to all those who believe, to the Jew first and then also to the Gentiles. Bless us now and our time together, Lord, that we might grow in your word and become more like you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. For this child I prayed. Can you imagine how many times your mother prayed for you? How many times she went before God and asked the Lord to bless you? And I know a lot of times as we look at the influence of mothers and we look back in the Bible, and many would draw the conclusion and they would say, well, the mothers in the Bible, they had a spiritual edge, or they were more gifted, they were more talented. And the truth is, they were not more talented. They were more focused. When you think about the focus and how mothers have intently prayed for their children and the influence that it makes, it's powerful. A mother's powerful prayers. I'm just going to simply give you three testimonies of mothers that have influenced their children. One would be my mother. My mother. I had the opportunity to share some time with Mom, and it was a tremendous influence in my life. And I thank God for a praying mama. But then I'm going to talk about Samuel's mother in the Bible. The prophet Samuel, what was his mother like, and how did she pray, and what were some of the things that we can learn as to how she prayed and how she interceded for her child? And then lastly, we're going to talk about a mother, a Canaanite, a woman that was from the area of Tyre and Sidon called the Syrophoenician. We're going to visit her and learn how she prayed and the influence that she made on the life of her child. a praying mother. Many of you can learn from this, not just the mothers, but also the men. Everybody can learn from this and learn how to pray, learn how to focus as you pray to God. Three things that is going to come out on this. One is that you're addressing God. You've got to know who you're talking to. You're not talking to the ceiling. You're talking to the living God, the God who can answer you, the God who intervenes in our life and does what no one else can do. You're going to talk to God, but then you're going to talk to God about something, your child. Did you realize that your child is not only someone that's growing up in your house, they're your future. They're the future that you may not see. Then you're going to live your life through them, or they'll be able to live on and to represent the family line. Abraham's, he prayed for his children. Sarah prayed for her children. And so you can pray for your child. But then lastly, we don't want to just pray. And we don't want to just pray for children. We want our prayers to have results. And your prayers, much as you may think, well, this is a weakness, this is something that I do because I'm in an emergency, let me tell you something. God hears your prayer that you make by faith. God hears that prayer. And God will answer your prayer if you would simply believe. Everybody say focus. You've got to focus when you pray. I had a tremendous experience of sharing about 6 years with my mom before she passed. And what brought me to that point in life, I woke up, it was about 2005, and I woke up and I'd had a bad dream that my mother had passed away, and I didn't have time to say goodbye. And I told my wife, I said, I'm going to pray and ask God to give me a job in that area so that I can work and spend some time with God. And don't you not know that God answered my prayer? I worked in South Boston for 6 years and was able to spend some time with my mother. I'd feel guilty sometimes because my wife would call in the evenings and she would ask, well, what did you have to eat? And normally I would tell her I had a salad and a sandwich. But at Mama's house, I had a spread for a king. I mean, she would fix biscuits, she would fix mashed potatoes, she would fix all of the fixings, and I mean, it was just a feast for a king. So I felt guilty. I gained a lot of weight, by the way. But there's one remarkable thing I remember about my mother. I got up for work one morning, and as I noticed as I was going to the bathroom, I noticed she was sitting in her chair with her Bible in her lap and her head bowed, and she was praying. The tremendous impact of seeing my mother pray, it so impacted me that I just shed tears. I couldn't stop from weeping because I knew that in her prayer, she was praying for her children. She was praying that God would work in their lives, that God would move and God would help them to be the person that they needed to be. What a tremendous influence. And of all the things that I remember about her, that is that time where head bowed and praying. Your mother prayed for you. She prayed that not only would you be alive and that you would be able to take care of yourself, but she prayed that you would know God. She prayed that you would honor God with your life. You ought to thank God if you had a praying mother. But then as we visit our text today, as we look at this praying mother by the name of Hannah, they were in the family of the Levites, and their duty was to go and to worship God and to participate and be a part of that. But the problem that Hannah had is that she had no children. She had no children, and oftentimes she was tormented by Peninnah, who had children, and so she felt slighted. She felt like her life had no meaning and purpose, and so she prayed for a child. But she didn't pray, Lord, just give me a child. She prayed, Lord, if you give me this child, not a razor will come upon his head. In other words, he was dedicated to God even before he was born. We have children that are born, and we bring them down, and we pray over them, and we dedicate them. Well, this child was prayed for and dedicated before he was born. And the thing I love about the scripture is that Hannah prayed so much of a powerful prayer that while the Eli, the priest, thought that she had been drinking, God in heaven said, this woman is serious. And you'll find as you read those verses that the Lord remembered Hannah. God remembered Hannah, and God blessed Hannah. And she was able to conceive and bear a child. What a wonderful thing to know that God hears your prayer. I know there are a lot of times that you fall on your knees and you see the circumstances, you see the struggles and the trials that are going on, and it's so easy to throw up your hands. So, you know, what am I praying for? Number one, you're praying to God. It's only secondary about what you're praying for, because even if God does not give you what you're praying for, the fact that God hears you is a blessing in itself. Can you say amen, somebody? To know that you're down on your knees, to know that you're talking to the living God and the Lord hears your prayer. What a blessing. And Hannah believed that God was hearing her prayer. The Bible even said that she changed her attitude. She was no longer sad as she was before. You know, when you pray, you can change your attitude. Why? Because you know that the Lord has blessed you. Here's the point I want to make about prayer in general. Prayer, some people say, I got a prayer ministry. Well, the two terms don't seem to go together, because you're praying and you're praying to God about something that you don't have. A ministry is where you serve. I can understand that you having a ministry after you pray, but you can't have a prayer ministry. You've got a prayer need. Are y'all still here? When you go to God in prayer, you're saying, Lord, I'm helpless. I don't have the resources. I don't have the things that are needful in my life. Would you move on my behalf? And that's how Hannah prayed. Rather than a ministry, she had a mission. And if you pursue prayer as a mission, I guarantee you, after you pray, you're going to have a ministry. Are y'all still here? If you pray and seek God, the Lord will pour out upon you the blessing and the power and the grace and the resources that you need to serve Him. Hannah prayed. The Lord heard and God remembered. What a wonderful thing. Did she get results? As a matter of fact, she did. She knew on that day that God had heard her prayer. She knew on that day that the Lord would bless her. After the child was born, and her husband would go up, Elkanah, he would go up and he would worship God. She said, I'm not going yet because I haven't weaned the child, haven't raised him to the point where he can kind of take care of himself and get him into the place where he can serve, because when he is weaned, I will give him to the Lord. And the name Samuel meant lent unto the Lord. He's alone unto God. And so after Samuel was born, he grew up and he was weaned. But then his mother, keeping her word to God, keeping her vow to God, she said, I'm going to give him to the Lord. And so she did. She gave him to the Lord. And what a powerful prophet he became because of his mother's prayer. Today, as you look at your life, and maybe you're a son or your daughter, you may not be where you need to be. You may not be at the place that you need to be, but remember that your mother prayed for you. Remember that she uttered a prayer unto God and the Lord heard her. And all you got to do is say, Lord, please help me to become what I need to be. You know how mamas are. They're going to be proud. And the only thing they want to do is to be proud of their little babies, right? Well, you participate in this. You do your part. And you start praying. You start asking God, Lord, what is it that my mother prayed for me to be? I remember one time when I was called to preach, my mama would say to me, now you go up there and you do everything the Lord told you to do, baby. I said, yes, ma'am, I'm going to do my best. What a wonderful thing it is to have a praying mother. I thank God for each one of you today. I celebrate with you because I know that it has not been easy, especially not for the single mother. Are y'all still here? Now, it's one thing when you have a dad in the family, he can help out. I can tell you the difference between a dad and a mom. All it takes is a bee to bite. And the dad gonna tell you, especially if you're a boy, oh, going somewhere, boy, that thing ain't that bad. You go to mama, And she going, oh, and she's going to just doctor and help you and do all of that and pamper you and make you spoil, right? I thank God for mama, because there have been times in life where it's more than a bee sting. Life stung. Life hurt. And when you could go to her and talk about those things, what a tremendous force it was in your life and in my life. Thank God for a praying mama. Thank God for that ability that they had to share their time in prayer for you and me. Hannah went back to dedicate her child unto the Lord. And the Bible tells us that as she went back, she looked at Eli as if to say, remember me? Remember the one that you thought I'd been drinking, but I'd been praying? You thought that maybe I had done things that may not have been appropriate? Isn't this wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to know that God knows you when other folk don't know you? Are y'all still here? And there were such rules in the church where you got to wave your hand a certain way. If you lift it too high, that might mean something. Are y'all still here? But I'm glad we got a church that if you want to lift your hand, go on and lift your hand. If you want to shout, go on and shout. If you want to run around the church, go on and run around the church. I would run with you, but I can't run that fast. Isn't it wonderful that we can worship together, that we have this tremendous opportunity of praising and honoring God? Hannah went before Eli and said, remember me. Remember the one that prayed. Remember the one that felt helpless. Here I am. But then she pointed to her child and said, for this child, I prayed. For this child, I went on my knees and I cried out to God, and the Lord heard me. Isn't that wonderful? To know that if you pray, God will hear your prayer. If you call on him, the Lord will answer your prayer. I thank God for having a praying mother. She said, therefore, I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. And the Bible said, and he worshiped, that is Samuel, he worshiped the Lord there. Every year she'd bring him clothes to replace the one that, you know, as kids grow up and how that they are able to get a little bit taller. The little kids that I baptized, that I dedicated, now looking, they're looking down at me. Isn't that something? But I thank God they had a praying mother involved in their life to where they can grow up and become what the Lord would have them to be. Hannah received a tremendous blessing even after she had her child and after she dedicated Samuel, because the Bible said she had more children. She had more children. The Lord said, okay, Hannah, you've done this. I'm going to bless you even more. In 1 Samuel 2:21, it said, the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare 3 sons and 2 more daughters. What a wonderful God we serve. The Lord heard her prayer. The Lord answered the need that she had in her life. And God can hear you. So when you talk about prayer, you're addressing God. You're talking to God, but you're talking to God about something. You're bringing your children and placing them on the altar. I told y'all before, I remember the time before I met the Lord, I was something else. Amen. I was anything but saved and sanctified. I come home half tanked up, you know, and when you want to just go to sleep, sleep it off, right? Mama would be there in the door with her Bible in her hand. And she said, the Lord got something to say to you. I said, I can't read it. But I knew better than to talk back. Because in those days, if you talk back, you wouldn't have a smile for too long. You'd have to go get some dentures. Come on, somebody, talk to me in here. And while we're talking about that, I don't know whether y'all had a mama that she, not only was she a praying mama, she was a whooping mama. Come on, somebody. And I remember mama saying, well, if they come and get me and call it child abuse, I'm going to tell them, how is it that the warden of the jail can beat you up and I can't beat you to keep them from going there? I had a praying mama, but I also had a whipping mama. And one of the worst whippings I had was when she'd whip out that word and tell me how bad I was doing. Come on now, talk to me. I'd go upstairs half drunk and carrying on. I'd kneel down on my knees and I'd pray, Lord God, don't kill me this evening. I'm going to do better in the morning. What a wonderful God we serve. What a powerful God. and look at God now. My mama passed away in 2013, but I tell you what, her prayers are still with me. The prayer that she prayed, amen, is keeping me today. I'm so glad that mama prayed for me. We think about Hannah. She prayed for her child, and every time that she would go to the temple, I'm sure that Samuel would say, I'm so glad that my mama prayed for me. If you got a praying mama, you ought to go to and say, thank you for praying for me. If your mother's gone on, thank the Lord that you had a praying mother, because her prayer is keeping you today. Do I have some witnesses here? But then we go to our third mother today. She was also a praying mother, but this was a little bit different. Not only was she a mother that faced a tremendous need in her life, but Matthew chapter 15 introduces this mother as one that was called a Canaanite, which meant she was not a Jew. She was not one that had grown up with the Jewish laws and the Jewish customs. And so therefore, her prayer at first seemed as something that was intruding. Her prayer seemed to be foreign to the ears of those who were Jewish, because she was considered a Gentile and not given access to God. But I love this lesson today, because it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you call on the name of the living God, the Lord will hear your prayer. I grew up sometimes in the church, and people talk about those who were what we call church families, but then you had the other families. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You didn't grow up on the right side of the track. You grew up down the road, right? Over there in that neighborhood. That's where this woman was from. She was from that neighborhood. You know, the neighborhood where folks don't expect you to make it, but you had a praying mama? Come on now. And down in the country, we called it cross the creek. Are y'all still here? Folks don't expect a whole lot out of you. And when you do something wrong, they say, I didn't expect no more. I figured they were going to do it sooner or later. Oh, but how many of y'all can say, thank God I made it. I made it in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. This Syrophoenician, as she's called in the scripture, this woman from the region of Tyre and Sidon, they wasn't supposed to know anything about God and much less to pray anything to God. So when she first started praying, the disciples said, shoo, get gone away from me. You know, in the country, we used to tell the chicken, shoo, shoo. And they wanted to brush her off. They wanted to say, quit calling on the Lord. But she had a prayer on her heart. Her prayer was that she came to Jesus, Matthew 15 and verse 22. She said, Lord, Son of David, which meant she knew something about him. Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terribly. I want to pause right there. Now, it's one thing for your child to have an attitude. That attitude can come and go. But a demon ain't going to go until you pray him out. Are y'all still here? You know, you can tell when the devil got a hold of them. Amen. Because they don't want to listen to you. They don't respect you. Come on now. And they don't realize, see, I grew up in the day where, you know, you get an attitude, you might not want to come to the supper table. Because your mama going to tell you, if you grown, go and take care of yourself. Huh? Don't eat my biscuits. Don't sit at my table. If you grown and you know everything, go on your own. How many of y'all been there? You don't talk no junk up in their house. Are y'all still here? Because you knew where your bread and butter come from. I'm preaching a different sermon. Lord have mercy. Tell him, get back to the sermon, Pastor. This Canaanite woman realized that her child had a demon. She could not deal with it on her own, so she cried to Jesus. Here's the picture I get in my mind. She knows she's a stranger, and she knows that she has been rejected by most of the Jewish community, but she says, I don't care. I got a need, and I'm going to keep talking to God. And so she called on the Lord. She said, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffering terrible. And the disciples said, Lord, we can't get her to go away. Will you talk to her? Oh, but just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. All that woman wanted was a conversation with him anyway, because she knew that the disciples couldn't do it. But she was thinking that they could get her to Jesus, but then they couldn't get her to Jesus. So she said, you know what? I got to keep on calling. And I'm going to tell you, some of you mothers, keep on calling. You haven't seen your results yet, but keep on praying. You haven't seen the turnaround yet, but keep on praying, because the Lord will hear your prayer. Two things I learned that cannot stay in heaven at the same time. One is your prayer and your answer to prayer. They can't stay there. One is going to push the other out of the way. Are y'all still here? But if you never send up a prayer, don't expect an answer to come down. God will hear your prayer. The disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, send her away. Send her away. Just send her away. So Jesus went over to talk to the woman. That's all she wanted. That's all she wanted. Now, here's the point that this woman realized. If you wasn't here on kingdom business, why are you in Tyre and Sidon? Now, if you were in Jerusalem, if you were in Judah, I can understand you sending me away, but you in my country, you over here in my community. That's like the place we used to live was way off the road. It was way off the road. Now, we grew up, amen. You know when they don't have your road number numbered? It doesn't have a name. It's called Coleman Turn. All right? 2 miles off the road. And and when I knew that people would come back, that either you were lost or you wanted something. Are y'all here? This woman said, Jesus, you in my community. So if you in my town, if you were on my side of the track, I can call on you. If you were someplace else, I could understand you sending me away. But you in my country now, and so I'm going to call on you. So if you send me some way, you know, I'm home. You're in my community. I find that amazing, because a lot of us can't sense the presence of God leading us to pray. A lot of us can't really sense when God is moving us to pray. I want to give you a clue. If you can walk the floor and worry, you can pray. That's your hint to go on your knees and pray. Why wear out your carpet when you can call on the God of heaven? Are y'all still here? So she said, help me, Lord. Jesus responded, it's not right. It's not right. I'm only sent to the lost sheep of Israel. And she kept on praying. Isn't that something? So in other words, Jesus was saying, I got what you need, but you might not qualify for what I need because I'm only sent to the Jewish community. Are y'all still in the house? Oh, this thing gets better here. This thing is better. All right, so she said now, Lord, help me. I know you got a whole lot of folks that you could be helping, but you over here in my community and they ain't here, but I am. Help me. When you go to God with your prayer, with your request, not what you learned from somebody else, you know, not an answer that you got off of TV or off the internet. Well, that sounds cute. Let me pray this way. You know, so one person said, won't he do it? Everybody said, won't he do it? Well, that may not be the way you get to God. God hears your liquid tears, amen, your liquid prayers. When your eyes are streaming down, how many of y'all pray that way? Tears flowing out of your eyes, said, Lord, if you don't help me, I don't have anyone else to turn to but God. When you're praying over a child that's sick, and the doctors have said, well, we've done all we can, but you know there's another hospital, and it ain't around the corner, it's up in glory. When you know you got a doctor that heals every patient, you got a lawyer that can try every case, when you got a judge that will decide on your behalf, then you know it ain't in the hands of man, it's in the hands of the living God. Come on, shout yes, somebody. This woman kept on praying. And then Jesus put a statement out there. Jesus said, now, you're not, I'm only sent to the children of Israel. But then he makes a second statement. He says, it's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, at that point, the woman could have said, you know what? I ain't, call me a dog and, and all of that. But then she caught what Jesus was saying. Jesus was not calling her in the terms of a negative thing, but he was talking about the little puppies. Oh, ain't he cute? And the woman said, I don't look at it as derogatory, because she knew if she had turned away from Jesus, where was her answer going to come from? How is her child going to get delivered from demons? You talk about the drug treatment programs. They don't work as good as you think they do. Because unless you can get the devil out of their mind, you never get the drugs out of their system. Are y'all here in the house? When you can get God in their mind, that's when they get the deliverance. That's when they say, you know what? The Lord talked to me. I remember when I was running from God, running from my mother's prayers, running and didn't know where I was running to and wouldn't have known if I'd gotten there. Are y'all still here? Had stuff in my life, but I had to make a decision. And what she prayed was this before I went to South Korea. She said, the same God who was watching over you while you were here, he's going to be over there waiting on you. And sure enough, Al, God was waiting on me. He wasn't in the chapel where I thought I was going to meet the Lord. It wasn't on the choir stand where I used to sing on Sunday. It was on a Thursday night in a club where me and God met. And God told me, I could have taken your life, but I'm going to save you. Rather than kill you, I'm going to deliver you. Oh, I don't want to give my testimony, but I got to give it, because I knew I had a praying mama. I knew that she knew God, and I knew that she knew how to call on God, even though I didn't. But I tell you what, I soon learned how to call on the name of Jesus. This woman looked at Jesus and said, Lord, if that's all you got to give me, I'm going to go with what you give me. She said, now I learned something, that even the little dogs, amen, they get to eat the crumbs that fall from the table. Now watch this. This woman had observed something. She knew that everybody in Israel hadn't received Christ. So she said, Lord, just give me one of those throwaway blessings. Just give me one of those crumbs that fall from the table. But not only did she believe that, amen, God would give her what others were rejecting, she believed, oh, good God Almighty, she believed that all it took was a crumb. She, in other words, she said, Lord, I don't want the whole biscuit. Just give me a crumb. Some people want God to come down and do all of this. All it takes, look at somebody, tell them, all it takes is a crumb. She said, if all you got is a crumb blessing, then give me that. And I believe that my child would be delivered. I wish I could preach like I feel today. When you go on your knees and you know that God hears your prayer, and you know that all it takes is just a touch from God. Amen. Lord, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time. Just touch me. Everything will be all right. That woman, Jesus looked at her and said, woman, I ain't seen nobody like you. No, not in all of Israel. And be it according to your faith, because you got some great faith. She said, Lord, all it takes is just a little crumb. God's not listening to your extensive vocabulary as you pray. God's not listening to the smoothness of your voice while you pray. God's listening to your heart. If you would pour your heart out to him and tell the Lord all about it, I believe that God would answer your prayer. So in my closing, I just want to encourage the mothers today. I want to encourage you to keep on praying. Pray for your child. Pray for your child. Nobody else may pray for him, but you pray for him. And you say, Lord, I'm going to write it down. How many of y'all keep a prayer journal? Amen. Keep a prayer journal. Put on there the date. I prayed for this, because you know what? If you believe that your prayer is going to work, one day you're going to go back to that prayer journal and you say, I prayed here, God answered there, and I'm blessed. Are y'all still here? But not only pray for your children, pray for other children. Pray for other children. There are children today growing up under tremendous circumstances, some in poverty, some are in places where there's so much chaos going on around them, war-torn lands. Pray for the children, because that's our future. I can't conceive, and I'm not making a political statement here. This is not a political statement. But any government that cannot invest in its children does not have a future. You do not have a future. You can't put something up that says, I care about children. You're not worried about the future. You're just content with right here and right now. I know a whole lot of y'all said, not only have I prayed, preacher, I put a whole bunch of money in my child's life. Can I get some witnesses here? But your investment is going to pay off. All you got to do is trust God and know that the Lord will make a way out of no way. God bless you today as you celebrate Mother's Day. And I pray that this message has been an encouragement to you to keep praying, to know that this is the future of your family, but it's also the future of your child's engagement with the living God. And they'll get to the place where they'll pray on their own, a mother's powerful prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for just continuing to work in our life. And Lord, as we pray with those and celebrate not only with those here in the building, but also those in the parking lot and those that are online and later those that will be on the radio airwaves, we pray that you touch every mother, touch every heart, mind, and soul, and let them know, God, that it's in the Lord's hands and you will take care. If we just do our job in praying, you will do your job in answering that prayer and hearing our need. Bless, Lord, as only you can. If there's someone who does not know the Lord Jesus, if they're not saved, and I'm not talking about knowing God. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being saved by God, being brought out of sin into the marvelous light. That's what I'm talking about, to know the Lord for yourself and to love him above anything else in this world. That's what being saved is all about. And if you have not accepted that, you need to humble your heart and you need to confess your sin and believe that Jesus died for you. And the Bible says you shall be saved. Thank God for that. And thank God for you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I want to give the invitation, if there be one today, whether you're online, I know it's going to be more difficult for you to come down the aisle when you're online, but you can, in a sense, come down the aisle. You can do exactly what we prayed, and that is to confess the Lord Jesus with your mouth. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. I want you to visit our website, crossroadsbc.com. If you're online, just visit us and just share with us. You can share with me as a pastor, or if you want to just send a comment, you can do that. Pastor@crossroadsbc.com, and we'll respond to your request. While you're there, you can find a lot of other resources. You can find our manuscripts and pre-recorded sermons where they can be an encouragement to you. We do invite you to also visit our website to participate in giving. Now, we in here, we give with an envelope. There you can give online where you'll have a link that will help you to give and participate in that. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We're going to get ready for our closing now. We ask that our brother Joe would come up and would close us out. But I want you to put your hands together. I guess I've got the right beat here. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Now, y'all remember we didn't have the piano, right? Where would I be? Long time ago, we didn't have drums. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Oh, he kept my enemies away. He gave me sunshine through a cloudy day. Oh, he rocked me in the cradle of his love when he knew I had been battered and scarred. So if it had, come on, let me hear you. For the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? Happy Mother's Day to each one of you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
What a message. You know the verse that we studied in our Sunday school lesson, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Church, we need to look beyond all of our circumstances and see Jesus. Amen. He's on his way back to heaven. So let us pray. Father, we thank you today for your love and your mercy and your grace. We thank you, God, for the message of hope that you have given to us. We thank you for thy manservant who has delivered to us a message that has encouraged our hearts. So as we leave here this morning, Lord, we just pray, oh God, that the Holy Spirit would lead us to someone that we can share your word with. Someone who is without hope. Someone who is in need of a Savior. So that they too may be able to enjoy the joy that Jesus gives. Thank you, oh God, for this church. Thank you for families. We just ask, oh God, that you bless us, be with us today, so that we will be able, oh God, to demonstrate the love of God, to allow the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in our lives, so that others may be encouraged to join us. Thank you for this privilege. Thank you for this opportunity, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.